Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You're right on top of this. You're the top in the ballgame of it all. And you can talk so kindly and so much in layman's terms. And even if I get stuck with something that I just can't understand, you are right there to try to help me to understand it. So to be a patient of yours must have been just a wonderful thing for people.
Oh, I appreciate those kind words, and it's really true, Connie. We measure patient satisfaction, and for a solid year, we were at the 99th percentile on all questions asked. So it's not only excellence in cancer care I try to provide every day for my patients, but we also provide it compassionately. And that just makes such a big difference when you're in any kind of cancer treatment environment.
Well, tell me where you are now. What's your work right now?
Sure. Right now, I'm hanging out in Georgetown, Kentucky. That's where we live. Connie, you'll like this. I thought I was going to retire. I've been practicing radiation oncology for 37 years. And
wow.
Came here and got bored and decided to go back to practice again, working full time. And I think part of that is I love it. I love helping people, and especially in this modern era, Connie, we're curing more people than was ever possible before, and we'll get into that, but the exciting thing about cancer care today is that we are able to treat patients with modern cancer approaches that have less side effects, less risk for long-term problems or complications, if you will, and yet we're able to cure more people than we certainly could even 10 years ago. So exciting times to be involved in treating cancer.
I'm glad to hear that, but I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that they didn't get that chance, you know, that they know someone close to them that they didn't get that chance of what you're talking about. And I know you have dealt with so much of this, and that's why you are also one of the leaders in the near-death experiences, because you've been right there and you've been open enough. And that's one of the things I really love about you too, is not only are you on top of your game, but you're also open enough to the things that we discuss here on Coast to Coast of what's afterwards. And you're open to that. A lot of people are not in your field.
You know, that's true. But the good news is people are more and more open to my interest in near-death experiences and
good.
Like Bigfoot and a lot of paranormal things. Connie, I think due to a lot more information available to the public, mm-hmm. Not only in mm-hmm. cancer but also in the paranormal arena, we've got more people believing in these paranormal phenomena who would have poo-pooed it, say, 10, 20 years ago. And certainly Coast to Coast AM has got a lot of credit for that, bringing information out to the world, new and exciting information that helps people understand the reality of these phenomena.
Well, one of the things, thank goodness, one of the things that I had asked you about with the cancer and talking about it tonight was if you can tell me just educate us on the past very briefly, because I think everybody wants to get into the present and the future.
Sure.
And you're ahead of the game on that. But before you even do that, I'm going to throw something at you, and you can answer this along the way, wherever you want to answer it. It might be quickly, but one of the things, whenever I mention anything like this, there's always the people, especially the people that listen to Coast. I mean, they're not afraid to say this. They say, look, they already have the cure to cancer. It's just a money thing. And if they cure everybody, then they're going to lose a ton of money. What do you think about that?
Oh, Connie, I wish that were true. I wish we had some simple, effective cure for all types of cancer. I could go do something else professionally, but unfortunately that does not exist. There's cancer, first of all, is not just a single disease. While we use one word for it, there are literally hundreds of different types of cancer, and they all require different treatment approaches, different concepts. Cancer, unfortunately, is very common. Did you know, Connie, in 2024 in the United States, there's an estimated over 2 million new cancer cases going to be diagnosed, and tragically, an estimated 600,000 deaths. So cancer is a huge problem. But the good news is, with modern techniques validated scientifically, tested and accepted, basically, that work, we're now curing more people than was ever possible before. So while the statistics are scary, looking at the cancer treatment we'll be talking about, there's a huge message of hope. And I want to at least make that point right off the bat. But you were asking about the history of cancer, and that's fascinating. For example, the very first cancer diagnosis that was documented was 3000 BC. In the ancient Egyptians, they recorded what we now know to be breast cancer. So cancer and our awareness of it as humanity has been around for a long, long time. In fact, as far back as 400 BC, one of the famous Greek physicians, Hippocrates, first used the term, Greek term, carcinos. And then from that derivative, we now have the term cancer today. So certainly cancer has a long history, which is kind of back that far, and has been literally a scourge of humanity for millennia.
So what about, there's just so much to talk about with this. You know, what is cancer? And is this what ultimately, is it a very natural thing? And hey, we all know we're naturally going to die, and this is part of that, and we gave it a name? Or is this something that we've done to ourselves? How do we get this? Is it something that we've done to the human race?
Yeah, that's a great question. In a real sense, yeah, you're right. Cancer is, if you will, natural. It's our own bodily cells that just divide uncontrollably and invade adjacent normal tissues, or may spread to other parts of the body. It ultimately starts at what's called the cellular DNA. The DNA is the part of every normal cell that's involved in division and reproduction. And so when there's an estimated perhaps 6, 8 or so DNA genetic hits, then you unfortunately have that cell, that very first cell, becomes cancerous, and they grow much more faster than surrounding normal cells. And after they grow for a period of while, you've got a lump, and then ultimately you've got cancer. So in a way, it is, if you will, the cancer, our normal cells that have just gotten out of control. And it's not certainly the most common cancer that we have in this day and age in the United States is lung cancer. And yeah, unfortunately, that's predominantly due to smoking. So in a sense, we do that to ourselves. But certainly many, many other types of cancer are just simply bad luck. You get up in years, you have a higher risk of cancer the older you get. The cells have just had longer throughout a long lifetime to develop those damages to the cell's DNA, and then cancer results. So there's some things we can all do to help reduce our own risk of cancer. And yet, on the other hand, many cancers are just simply a result of things we could not possibly have avoided.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? Think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless. Real estate can crash like in 2008. Economies built on a mountain of debt can fall like a house of cards. And there are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia. It's why people are flocking to it now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold can let you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold, and the best part, it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to make that change. To learn more, text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Let me ask you this again. Can your IRA or 401k weather an economic storm? If not, call the people I trust, Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it in the future, is there a way to go in there to the DNA and make some changes?
Oh, absolutely. We're getting better and better at targeting what the cancer cells have in the body. There's all sorts of, if you want to say, molecular markers or small components of the cancer cell that are different from healthy, normal cells. Some of our modern targeted therapy is actually able to target and interact with cancer cells in the body and fight the specific part of the cancer cell that makes it different from normal cells and can selectively kill cancer cells. So we're getting into concepts of like targeted cancer treatment, and that's an exciting thing. That's only gone on big guns in the last, say, 10 years or so. This allows us to treat more cancer with less side effects and more effectively than we ever could before. And we're still learning. We're still able to find more and more strategies to use these very targeted treatment of cancer cells. So there's a huge number of people alive today that are the beneficiaries of the modern era of targeted cancer cell and, say, immunotherapy too.
So we're all going to go at one point, we're all going to go to the next thing. And you and I both, without a shadow of a doubt in our minds, know that we keep going. We just leave this vehicle. So,
absolutely.
Right? Yeah. So is it kind of inevitable that that is the thing that is going to take more of us than anything?
Well, it's not really inevitable. It's a big problem, though. Statistically speaking, it's scary. One out of four of us is going to get cancer in our lifetime. And that's a big deal. But the good news is we're curing most people. So while people are getting cancer and, you know, probably more in this day and age than ever, at least the non-smoking cancers, there's that huge hope that we can cure people and cure people with cancer treatments that are less toxic, more effective, and allow people to have treatments that can keep cancer in check, even if it's spread for a long, long time. And that's the message of hope and frankly, reassurance that I'm able to offer my patients on a regular basis when I see them. And you're right, Connie. I know that even if our best cancer treatments fail and the cancer unfortunately gets loose and someone is to succumb from that, I think both you and I, Connie, have had family members that have died of cancer. So that really hits home to both of us. And yet we both know that even when that happens, there is an afterlife. From the research I do in near-death experiences, I know that conclusively. And I tell that to the patients, that if they've lost a friend, family, or loved one to cancer, I can reassure them that their friend, family, or loved one is in an afterlife, a wonderful afterlife, and a much better place than the rest of us have in our ongoing earthly existence.
Is chemotherapy and radiation therapy the same?
A lot of people ask that. I'm a radiation oncology doctor, so I use radiation to treat cancer. The colleagues that we work right next to are called medical oncologists. That's the medical specialty that uses chemotherapy and other systemic treatments to help fight cancer. With radiation therapy, what I do every day is we have our treatment machine. They're called linear accelerators, and it's a fascinating bit of technology. They have electronically, we're able to accelerate electrons, believe it or not, to close to the speed of light before they, in fact, they're actually having relativistic effects, these electrons that are mechanically accelerated. The electrons then strike a tungsten target and produce extremely high-energy X-rays. It's the high-energy X-rays that can penetrate deep into the body and selectively kill cancer, and that's fundamentally what we do with radiation therapy. Our modern techniques allow us to pinpoint radiation therapy with a precision that is vastly better than even 10 to 20 years ago. So we're able to drop a radiation dose right on those bad cancer cells with exceptional sparing of surrounding normal tissue. Now, chemotherapy, that's a whole nother medical specialty, and that involves systemic treatments. And there's literally over 100 different types of chemotherapy. Some of them are more toxic than others, some less. But I've noticed in the 37 years I practice that chemotherapy has gotten much more effective and yet much less side effects. In this modern era, whenever we see patients getting both chemotherapy and radiation therapy, it's amazing and heartening to me how they describe how few side effects they're having. For example, most people that get chemotherapy don't lose their hair. Now, of course, some do, but that's just part of the ongoing modern techniques where we're able to treat people more effectively with less problems from the treatment.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.